absorbed with the things right in front of you. Instead, look up, Paul says. Be alert to what's going on around Christ. That's where the action is. See things from His perspective. Because, Paul continues, your old life is dead. Live like it. You see, verses 1 and 3 are speaking of baptism, that death of self, and the resurrection of the new self into the body of Christ. Now, if we would move on down the scripture, we begin a list of vices and virtues. Vices and virtues. And there are 10 vices describing the old way of life, that which was thrown off at baptism. And the 7 virtues were the new garment that is placed upon you, the garment of Christ. So if you noticed, the first 5 vices start off as explicitly sexual ones and gradually become more general. Fornication, impurity, passion, evil desire, meaning more general. It refers to all the forms of sinful desire. Paul might call, in other places in his scripture, the desires of the flesh. Now stick with me here. The desires of the flesh are things like money and drugs and alcohol and gambling, etc. And finally, he finishes with greed or covetousness, which insatiable greed, where people assume that things or other people exist simply for their own gratification. Do we know anyone that treats us like that? I'm up here. I'm not over there. Do we know anyone who treats us like that? Where we are something for their own gratification or their own purposes in their own life, not because we are of equal value, God ordained and created. You see, this is a road that I'm afraid our society is going down at the present time. When humanity refuses to acknowledge the various aspects of life as the gifts of the Creator, it attempts to seize things for itself and elevate some desired object to the center of our life. In the language of Romans chapter 1, verse 25, humanity ends up, and this will sound familiar to you, humanity ends up worshiping and serving the created things rather than what? The Creator. We end up serving and worshiping created things rather than the Creator. This is the opposite attitude to the thanksgiving that recognizes that God is the center of our life. Now, the second group of vices deals with behavior that is destructive in relationships and destructive to the church family and the community. We know behavior like this. If you remember a couple weeks ago, or maybe it was last Sunday, I've lost track with everything going on. Remember, I talked about if we could boil the entire Bible down to one sentence. Does anybody remember this thing that I said? God is a God of relationships. That's exactly right. The entire Bible could be boiled down to that one sentence. God is a God of relationship. And there, every sin that is listed in the Bible is one that destroys relationships, either between God and you or God and another human being. Have you ever thought about that? So if you want to know what a sin is, does it destroy a relationship between you and God or you and someone else? And you got your answer. Quite honestly, if you're asking if it's a sin, more than likely you've already got your answer.